Texte numéro 12. Berkeley soda tax. Can Americans tax themselves out of their obesity crisis? A new analysis of Berkeley's first-in-the-nation soda tax offers encouraging results about its power to change people's dietary habits. 5 months after the city implemented its penny-per-ounce tax on all manner of sugar-sweetened beverages, lower-income residents had reduced their consumption by 21% compared to the pre-tax days. Meanwhile, their counterparts in neighbouring Oakland and San Francisco increased the amount of sugary drinks consumed by 4% during the same period, according to a study published in the American Journal of Public Health. Instead of swilling as much Coke, Gatorade and Red Bull, the Berkeley residents boosted their water consumption by 63%. In the neighbouring cities, low-income residents drank only 19% more water during the study period. The results provide strong evidence that the sin taxes that helped steer customers away from alcohol and tobacco products can also work on sugary drinks such as soda. About 24 states have considered excise taxes on sugar-sweetened beverages, as have cities such as Baltimore, Chicago, Philadelphia, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C. But Berkeley was the first jurisdiction to pass one. Unlike a sales tax, which shoppers see at the register, an excise tax gets incorporated into the price of an item. For sodas in particular, 69% of the tax was incorporated into the price. To see whether the tax would change anyone's buying habits, interviewers were sent to busy intersections in census tracts with large numbers of low-income and non-white residents. They focused on these groups because they are more likely to consume sugar-sweetened beverages and suffer related health consequences such as obesity, diabetes, and heart disease, the researchers wrote. Nearly 3,000 people answered the questions in either English or Spanish. After controlling for the age, gender, race, ethnicity, and education level of those who took the survey, researchers found that the drinking habits of Berkeley residents were starkly different from those of similar people in Oakland and San Francisco. The researchers didn't translate these reductions into calories saved or pounds shed, so the policy's effect on waistlines remains unknown. Nor could the team say for sure that the tax itself, and not the health messages that were discussed during the election campaign, was causing residents to shift from sugary drinks to water. Berkeley is a singular city, and it's unclear how well these results would generalise to other cities and states, the researchers noted. But if a nationwide tax were to cut sugary drink consumption by a similar amount, Americans as a whole could gain about 101,000 healthy years over a decade, according to another study cited by the researchers. Widespread adoption of sugar-sweetened beverage excise taxes could have considerable fiscal and public health benefits, they concluded. Adapted from the Los Angeles Times, October 2016.